Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, John Heming is a member of Parliament in the United Kingdom, and we saw his name in an article from the Mail Online. It's been in all the other big papers we've seen. Mother not clever enough to raise child has baby snatched by social workers after running away to Ireland to give birth. No criminal record, hasn't done anything wrong. Her and her husband are going to have the baby, and because she had a learning disability in school, and I've seen her on the news, she's well-spoken, they just say you can't have your child. Like George Orwell said, in the future, there will be no families. We will take your children as if we take the eggs from a hen. Now, he's got to go away to a vote. So anytime he may leave, and he'll be back in about 10 minutes. He's with us for the rest of the hour. But just like when we have a congressman on, sometimes they've got to run off and vote. But this is an amazing case. But I look at the video cameras being put in newborns' homes. I mean, this is right out of 1984, is it not, sir?
It's more Brave New World rather than 1984, although there's elements of 1984 in the Ministries of Truth, things like that.
Well, we'll break down the basics of what's happening here.
This is a case from Fife, and what it appears to be is that because the mother was herself at some stage in care of the state, they thought, here's a baby we can take and get adopted. And they thought, well, you know, we've got to stop her getting married, so we'll prevent her getting married by saying she's too stupid to get married, and then we'll take her baby at birth. So they did a runner to Ireland, which is a more pro-family country in practice. There was a difficulty because they ended up in a rush in Ireland, and Fife then jumped up and down, said this woman's dreadful, she's evil, she's going to be a real danger to her child, and the Irish authorities, not having anything else to work on, took her child into care, but now, in fact, she's with her child in a mother and baby unit.
But no doubt they're creeping around thinking of ways to try to get the child back.
Well, there's sort of five people I think would like to do that, but as long as they stay out of Scotland or England, they're reasonably safe. I've got a number of, you know, there's a number of these cases gone on. I've got a case in Turkey at the moment, a couple in Sweden, one in Spain, one in France, and there's about three or four in Ireland.
And is this people from England fleeing Big Brother?
Mainly England, although there's this one from Scotland. Scotland's not as bad as England. England is completely mad, and Scotland is mad from time to time.
Well, here, they take poor people's children. I've gone and seen it. They say, well, you're poor, so we're taking your child. And then they go and sell them for $500,000 on the market through the adoption racket. I want to go over.
I haven't managed to get evidence of people paying the authorities in England for them. There is a racket where people make a living out of it in that sense. And one of the things always is to follow the money and see where people are making money.
We also see social workers moving into old people's houses they kick out. We have a lot of that here, too.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of it comes down to the accountability processes. You know, as soon as you start having secret courts where it becomes a criminal offence for people to say how badly they've been treated, all sorts of misbehaviour goes on.
Member of Parliament John Heming is our guest. We're going to go to break, sir, and come back to you. How long will your vote take, do you think?
The vote, when it happens, will take me about 3 or 4 minutes. But the problem is, at the moment, it's all about floods, if you're interested. At the moment, the minister's on his feet talking about the amendment. And then once that's happened, there will be a vote. Whether there'll be a second vote, and the second vote will be another 15 minutes after the first vote. I know there are going to be three votes between now and 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, we'll just play it by ear and then call you back 10 minutes after you have to leave us. Stay there, though. We're coming back from break. I want you to break down this architecture, because the architecture of child snatching in your country is similar to ours.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
About 2 years ago, I made the statement that I had covered textbooks used by social workers here in the U.S., as well as Europe, that state the family is a disease belonging to ancient times. We must eradicate it for the state to flourish. We've got to break up the family. And in England now, people that have children at birth, they have to put a camera in the home, watching them, guilty until proven innocent, secret courts. Similar things are being set up here. But a male story was also in the Telegraph. Mother not clever enough to raise child has baby snatched by social workers after running away to Ireland to give birth. And they just said because she had a learning disability, they took the child. But thank God, Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament John Hemming has been championing her and others. He said, there is no evidence that Mark and Carrie cannot be good parents, and I just hope that the Irish authorities can resolve this as quickly as possible. There has been a good break in the case, but this is still continuing. So get into the secret courts, the architecture, sir, how this works, and some of the other cases you're facing in England, because I see similar stuff in Australia, U.S., and Canada.
Yeah, the problem we have particularly is to do with the accountability or the quality control on the judgment system used by local authorities, because here it's the Children's Services Authority, which is either a county council or a metropolitan unitary authority or district council, which makes these proposals. They operate through the family court, so the family court is supposed to look at it. Now, the family court is a court where if you talk about what's happened in the court, you can go to jail, and they do send people to jail for this. Now, I am particularly concerned, for instance, that you're only allowed to have one expert. It's a criminal offense to get a second opinion. So you can only have the expert agreed by the court. You can't get somebody else to look at the papers. And we have situations, for instance, I have one case in Birmingham where an expert was judging whether a mother had the mental capacity to instruct a solicitor. That is, if you don't have the mental capacity to instruct a solicitor, the official solicitor comes in, and what the official solicitor normally does is concede the case against you. It's like, you know, if you're in a criminal court, you're not allowed to plead not guilty. You're actually, somebody comes in and says you're too stupid to say you're not guilty.
Well, this sounds Kafka-esque. I mean, this does sound 1984, where it's completely rigged. And our family courts are very, very similar.
It's completely rigged. That's the whole point. And if you take the sum total of all applications for care orders by local authorities and the figures from 2007, if you take the sum total, the application for a care order was only rejected in 0.27% of cases. Now, that's a slight misrepresentation because sometimes they withdrew the application for a care order.
Say that number again. I mean, so out of
0.27%.
So out of 100 cases,
parents they won about a quarter of them.
So 75% of the time.
Not 25 out of 100, but like out of 1,000, winning 27.
Oh, my God. So it's less than 1%.
No, actually 2.7.
2.7, okay.
Yeah, no, it's dreadfully bad. It's less than 1.7. Yeah, it's 0.27%.
So 90
plus. About 3 out of 1,000.
3 out of 1,000. So if the government wants your children in England, you have 1 out of 1,000 chance of winning. I mean, just total kangaroo court.
It is, and it's a lot of it's to do with the way they control the expert evidence. And if I take the example of the losing your child through an IQ test, there was a lady who didn't speak English. She came from Asia, and they gave her an IQ test through an interpreter. Now, that inherently makes an IQ test invalid. You can't do an IQ test through an interpreter. It makes the outcome invalid, yet they did that.
My God, it's worse than I even thought.
I think it's worse here because we had the adoption. I know you had adoption targets, but here we got the formula wrong as well.
Well, that's right. Bill Clinton got the law passed where a certain number of children have to be seized every year for the CPS to get their money.
That's right, yeah. We have the same thing here. I got rid of those a few years ago. I mean, we caused a fuss about them, but the system's still going wrong. And what's interesting is you find that the way that the system has treated the babies taken into care causes so much psychological damage that a lot of them attack their adoptive parents at around about age 10 because they have a thing called.
And then they get to drug them and say they're special needs, and then more money.
The Ritalin thing comes in as well, but very often they just end up going back into care. But it's actually, there was some work done, some very good work done by a researcher called Professor Michael Rutter. He looked at the Romanian orphanages, and what he found, and the long-term effect of being in a Romanian orphanage for a baby, and what he found, which was very interesting, is it didn't really have a long-term effect up to the first 6 months of life. And then the next 12 months, between 6 months and 18 months, was very, very important. Now, what we do in England, we take a lot of children, a lot of babies away, thousands, in the first 6 months. And then they're kept in care for about a year and a half.
And they warehouse them, and it screws them up.
And it screws them up, yeah. And then you have another piece of research in a book called Enhancing Adoptive Parenting, written last year by Alan Rushton and Elizabeth Monk, points out that I can read it out if you want, is that the data looking at bad behavior, suggest that experience associated with coming into care and while in the care system may be more influential than experiences before coming into care in determining children's behavior in the first few months of an adoptive placement, the first few months being 21 months. Now, the point about that is what they're saying is that these children who are in adoptive placements. They're placed with adoptive families. It all goes very wrong, but it's the evidence they have is that it's by taking the children into care and by their treatment in care that their behavior gets...
They're screwed up, not even so much by the adoptive parents, but being warehoused...
Oh, not the adoptive parents. No, it's not, because by that time it's too late.
No, exactly. It's grabbing the baby when it's 6 months old or a year old, warehousing it for a year... You're living in basically a cage with a bunch of other kids, punching them in the face.
Not a cage, no, but the point about it is it's not the same as being with your parents, however bad they may be at times. But you know, I am not somebody who believes the state should not intervene, by the way.
But let me just expand on this.
My concern is it intervenes inappropriately all the time, and the accountability is not there.
I understand. So let me throw this out at you then, because I'm listening to what you're saying, and I've looked at the numbers. I've seen the numbers that the government in England, a child is 7 times more likely to be abused or hurt in government custody. Here, it's 5 times more likely. Now, you can disagree with that number if you like, but I've seen that in your papers. I know here it's been the cover of Time magazine, the shame of foster care. The point is that let's face the facts. You get more lazy people, pedophiles, scum, control freaks that want access to kids that get into this business. Now, I'm not saying even a large percentage are, but statistically, there are a lot more predators that get into state care because they want access to children. And we know, sir, that it is screwing children up to be in this system, and obviously you want to take somebody's child if they're beating them with a chain or not feeding them or they're in a crack house, but I don't see that. I see them hunting down Christians' children. I see them taking people's children for no reason.
Well, they take them as an odd reason. They have a tendency to take children because the mother's a victim of domestic violence. I find that odd because the evidence of that, one of the cases, Angela Barman's case, a very interesting case. I spoke to her today, actually, and she's over in Ireland at the moment. Just to give you a bit of her history, she was the victim, it's been in the papers, by the way. She was a victim of domestic violence, and she phoned, it could be a lot worse, I'm not going to belittle it, but she phoned the police, got injunctions against her ex, and the authorities decided to use this to take her then 5-year-old son into care.
That's right. Women aren't told this. They're told, put an injunction in, even if if he's yelling at you, and then they don't know they're coming to snatch your kid.
Yeah, well, they actually use the injunction as the reason that the children were at risk, which is all a bit strange. But this is why mothers are feeling that not to report domestic violence, because... They're worried that their children will be taken if they report domestic. We've got a lot of that in England. But anyway, I'll give you more of Angela's story because it's quite an interesting one.
Okay, go ahead.
So she got pregnant and she knew she faced the removal of the baby at birth and probable adoption of the baby. So she took her son out of foster care and did a runner to Spain. And she lived and worked in Spain for about a year. And they found her in Spain. And they started proceedings to take her son off her and bring him back to England, right? And so she basically got out of Spain and went to Sweden. To be honest, she found it a bit cold there. And then she went to Ireland. But she went to Ireland with a view to standing and fighting the system rather than giving in. So her son went to school. She appeared on all the databases, computer systems, so that everyone would know where she was. And lo and behold, they tried to take her son from Ireland. So she's got two sons with her now. Well, at that stage, one was 7, one was 1.5. And they wanted to take the older one and put him in care, in foster care in Devon, with a view to getting him adopted, because she was once previously a victim of domestic violence from her husband that she hadn't seen for a year.
So let's be clear. Because a husband punches you in the nose, you divorce him.
I don't think he actually went that far, but
but yeah,
let's assume that's true, that he did punch her on the nose. I don't think he actually did, but...
Okay, you know, I'm not talking about that case. I'm saying hypothetically, your husband punches you in the nose, but not he didn't even do that in this case, I understand. But your husband punches you, you divorce him, and then they still take your kids. even though you're in another country.
When she's been going around Europe, she's not been going around.
No, I know, but I'm saying they're trying to take the kids, is what I'm saying. Stay there. This is just amazing.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So think about this. All over the Western world, you have a learning disability, or you say that you're a victim of domestic violence, you get a divorce, and still the state tries to take your children. Our guest, member of parliament, is being very precise about these particular cases. I was just making the point that think about how amazing that is. She's away from her husband. He's saying in this particular case, he didn't even punch her. Now they're saying yelling at your children is abuse. You know, don't run the street. No. And that's it. So continuing, sir, you were trying to go through this case. So she's got two children. She's in Ireland. She's fighting it. Continue.
Yeah, well, look, basically, what it is that, you know, they're trying to take the older child and put him in foster care in Devon, right? Now, that just can't be sensible. It just can't be sensible. She's sitting there with two children, a younger one who's like two, and an older one who's seven. They want to take one of them and put him in foster care in Devon. Not both of them. The local authorities in Ireland, because as I said, Ireland's a lot more sensible than England. The local authorities in Ireland have met up with her and they're all right. You know, they say, well, there's no problems at all, right? But the Devon ones are still intent on taking her older son and putting him in care in Ireland.
Who are these people? What's wrong with them? Don't they have any soul?
I just think it's completely mad. Completely and totally mad. There can't be any justification for that at all. Because if the children are at risk, then they're both at risk. Right? Not just one of them. You can't just take the one you can get. And if the local authority says, well, one, they're actually not at risk, then you should leave them alone.
Well, how do they say, because she had an ex-husband that somehow was mean to her, that she now can't have her older child? And, I mean, this is insane.
Well, I know, but the point about, apart from that, is that this part of it is the irrationality of the decision in the first instance, which is you're taking completely the wrong actions. Actions that do screw up the children. There's no question about it. The actions of the state do a lot of damage to these children's lives. The evidence is there. It's more and more evidence as time goes by. And that isn't an argument for not taking children into care ever. And if you take the issue of learning difficulties, there is a wide range of things described as learning difficulties. And there are certain people who have severe learning difficulties where I myself would not take the view that they could cope with looking after children, right? So that's not, you know, I'm not somebody who says everybody with a learning difficulty has to look after their own child. What I say is that we get these decisions really badly wrong and that the checks and balances don't work.
Well, you talk about a secret court where 1 out of 1,000 times the parents keep their children.
3 out of 1,000.
3 out of 1,000, okay.
Yeah, it's 0.27%.
So 3 out of 1,000, trying to get that number straight.
And I'm sorry about being picky about this, 0.27% is roughly 3 out of 1,000, isn't it? Right? Now, the point about it is that where the case is contested, remember there are various potential outcomes. It's possible that the local authority withdraws their application for a care order. But where it's actually a contested case, the parents win only in just under 3 out of 1,000 cases. On the 2007 figures.
Are the people of England getting mad because there are no checks and balances and the state is running wild?
Some are, but I find it odd because people just sit there and take it. I find it very, very odd because here you have some really dreadful activity and yet people just sit there and say, dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee, let's just get on with our lives, you know. Because it's this whole issue about miscarriages of justice. It's where do you start and where do you stop? It was, well, I don't know who was it, that pastor who said first they came for this and then they came for the, you know, then they came for the Jews and they came, you know, I can't remember the whole statement, but unless you actually fight injustice, it just gets to be a real mess.
But what's wrong with the Child Protective Services? They know it's hurting children. They know it's a fraud. They know it's evil. They know their courts are a joke. I mean, who are these people?
Well, you can understand in a sense why a lot of people have left the job and there are so many vacancies. And so we get child protection social workers from all sorts, including America, to be fair. America's not a bad idea because at least we speak a similar language. You know, going to get hunting child protection social workers from Greece and everything, it's a bit odd in a sense because, you know, you'd expect somebody who understands the cultures here, really. And not that Greece is massively different, but you want somebody who's pretty operative in
So England. You're saying they're bringing foreigners in?
Yeah, they're from all over the place because they can't get English people to do it.
Oh, my God. So they've got foreign child kidnapping mercenaries. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament John Hemming joins us. And see, it always gets worse. I've noticed that a lot of the big city police department chiefs are foreigners now in the U.S. The majority of new recruits to the Army are illegal aliens or are recruited out of Mexico City, Manila, Philippines, Ukraine, and to hear this member of parliament talk about foreigners, they're bringing in foreigners who I guess can't speak even very good English. I want to be clear with him on that. And then they take your children because they can't find English people to do it. And ladies and gentlemen, again, the good people get out because their conscience can't go along with this evil. And all you get left with is these heartless people who get bonuses the more kids they grab. And of course, we have the elder services taking people's houses for themselves here. I've seen that in the British newspapers there. I mean, look, crooks go and join this. And I'll just come right out and say it. And there's a much greater evil and abuse of children, statistically from what I've seen, committed by government than what the supposed parents do. And so it's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen, and there's no oversight, no way to stop these people other than members of Parliament fighting against it. So, sir, flesh that out. Do you have the statistics? I mean, can they speak English?
I don't have all the statistics on exactly how many people come.
Can they speak English? I mean, so somebody shows up for...
It's a question, Americans, do you say Americans speak adequate English? I think probably adequate English, yeah, to be fair.
But you were saying from Greece and Romania.
Well, Greece, you see, again, obviously people learn English, but the underlying point is this, is why is it we cannot fill our vacancies with people from England? And in part, it's because the jobs got to be such a mess. And there are some really good people still working in this area. I don't sort of say that everybody's exactly the same. Of course, that's not the case. But it's a gradual process. And everyone says, oh, it's dreadful. We've got vacancies. We've got vacancies everywhere. We've got nobody to do the job. And they don't try to think, well, that's because you're trying to make people do a dreadful job. In other countries, they don't have the same problems. I don't know what about America, but in other countries across Europe, they don't have the same problems.
No, I mean, you go to New York or L.A., it's mainly cops can't speak English, and they love ruling you because they came from countries that were third-world police states. But,
yeah.
But
I can't comment about America because I haven't been there for some time, to be honest, so I don't know.
But, sir, I mean, going through this specifically, you're saying, I mean, is it a large portion? Are foreigners who speak broken English are seizing the children?
I don't actually know the proportion. What I do know is that there are material numbers who are brought into the country to fill the vacancies. I wouldn't. That's not what I see as. That's a symptom of a problem. If you, to be fair, the normal theoretical role of trying to look after children and everything else should be a relatively nice thing to do, although sometimes you get conflict. But this is actually ending up as massively aggressive. Right, and they're so people are voting with their feet and getting out as quickly as they can.
Talk about that. We see a massive exodus out of England of real Brits. We see an exodus out of Scotland as well. Speak about that and then some of the other horror stories.
There are migratory issues, but there always has been migration. Birmingham is a city built on two types of migration. One is in and one's out. And across the world, there are around about 20 Birminghams, including a few in... I think you've got about five or so in America, haven't you? Something like that, five Birminghams.
Like Detroit?
Well, there's Birmingham, Alabama. You've got other... I don't know. There's a number of places...
Oh, you're saying the name from Birmingham, people moving from Birmingham.
I don't mean as in motor-type cities, but I mean places that you're...
But I've seen English people interviewed saying they are leaving because of the police state.
That may be true. There can be all sorts of reasons to want to go, and the fact that they're sort of like setting things up to trap people so they can charge fines to people. You know, one of the stealth tax systems. So... You know, there are more and more ways. There was a beautiful one recently where I believe somebody was fined by a police officer £60 for littering for dropping a £10 note. Have you picked that one up?
I mean, they obviously dropped it on accident.
Well, yeah, one assumes so, yes. You know, dropped a £10 note and they're fined £60 for doing so.
But I've seen reports in the news where they'll watch cafes and if a potato chip flies off the table, the police run over, you know, before a bird can grab it and start writing them tickets just greedily like piranha.
I've not spotted that one. I have seen somebody who was being prosecuted for blowing his nose in a parked car.
Blowing his nose in a car?
Yeah, blowing his nose. He was not in control of the car because he blew his nose.
Yeah, they're doing that now, where you even have a cell phone.
Well, it's a way of making money, you see. So they get a target to go and get so many fines in. And one of the ploys they have with speed cameras in England is to have a large sort of six-lane highway, and then they take the speed limit down to trap people. And then they put in a speed camera, and it clocks up the money.
So literally, it's a bunch of foreign pirates...
you can put it that way, but you see, the point is that the within the system there are people doing a good job. Within the system, there are people doing a dismal job.
Leadership is directing them to be more and more pernicious, more and more predatory.
More aggressive, so they have more and more references going through. It gets more and more overloaded. They bring in a computer system, which is set up so once you've made a judgment, you can't easily change it. And they put pressure on not what judgments you make, but how quickly you make adjustments. So an initial assessment has to be done within 7 days and a core assessment in 35 days. And And what happens is that you're putting pressure on people to make rapid decisions.
Well, I saw a story. I saw a story about 2,000 cameras, now 20,000 cameras. Now I've read reports they want everybody at birth because they can't get neighbors to rat on neighbors. Everyone has cameras in the house if they have their way.
Well, I think that's pushing. The examples I cite, I can go back to source and give you information on.
No, but that's in your newspapers. Have you seen that where they're making newborn families have cameras in the home watching them?
Yes. Well, they've done that. They've done that in what are called assessment centers for some time, and they are a bit like that with cameras all over the place. Which is, the problem is when you actually look at the underlying question, we're supposed to be trying to reduce the number of children that die from child abuse and neglect, which I think is a reasonable objective to set. And yet, actually, when you take the issue of serious incident notifications and compare the figures from 2008 to 2009, they've gone up by 23%. So it's failing.
Well, we've had an epidemic of foster care and in government custody, children dying. And I played a famous clip in Arkansas where the CPS head says, children will die, it's not our problem. So if
so
you
what, why have them then?
Well, exactly. But the point is that they're now trying to say, yelling at your child, we will take it.
I know, but they don't care if the child dies, but they do care if you yell at it.
Well, they're saying they don't care if it dies in their custody.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, that's not very good, is it?
In fact, guys, they won't believe it. Go to YouTube and type in, CPS worker says children will die. And the newscast starts with him going, I'm not worried about it. You know, two children in the small town in 1 week die in government care. And he goes, doesn't matter. No big deal. You know, we're doing good. We're the government.
Yeah, I know. It's just lack of accountability.
Well, I'll tell you what I found. They're also hiring in the U.S. now from the welfare rolls. I mean, literally, no exaggeration, half of the people I talk to who are on welfare are going to school. And talking about women with seven kids, you know, driving around in brand new cars and all the welfare money they get. And they're all going to school to be CPS workers.
Well, it's one of these things. You get a vacancy. So you're trying to get desperate to get people to do it. So they reduce the standards. Right, and it is, frankly, you couldn't run it worse than they do.
Give us your website, sir.
Well, I've got various, but johnhemming.blogspot.com is one of that, the weblog.
johnhemming.blogspot.com.
I've got various bits and bobs on there, and then I've got john.hemming.name as well. I put some of the things on there, but it is quite difficult because you have to get to a situation where you can talk about these things. And some of them get trapped by the secrecy of the courts.
Well, bottom line, sir, having kangaroo courts where 3 out of 1,000 are found not guilty, where the one government expert comes in, no one else is allowed to have any witnesses.
That's
you
dreadful,
are
isn't it? You wouldn't believe it happened, but it does.
You are guilty until proven a slave of the state.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, you talk about how it's really hurting children to be in these dormitories when they take them before placement. How
no,
it's
not
screwing
dormitories. No, but there are situations which aren't very good.
Well, I've actually seen the reports out of England and here in the U.S., but I mean, I agree. You're the expert. You're there. You're really tackling it.
The point about it is the care is not adequate, and it causes long-term damage.
Well, my point is, from all the statistics I've seen, the government does a lot more harm than good.
I think as it currently stands, yes, that's the case. But that doesn't mean that inherently it need be the case.
But the government shows no intention of fixing this anywhere in the world we see this. You know, the Soviets loved it. Hitler loved it. This is what authoritarian systems do. Yeah. They want, I mean, look at North Korea. I don't know if you've seen the documentaries about how large populations live in these work camps. And 5 days a year, they'll put a man with a woman in a cell, and then they produce a child. It's sent to another camp, and they say this is how the state rules. There is no family.
Yeah, I suppose there's an element of that. I think,
North Korea's doing it right, according to the, maybe it's a heaven. Maybe
well,
maybe
crazy.
We're
well,
the kooks. Maybe we're the kooks, John.
I don't think so. I think the difficulty is It's what one of my colleagues was referring to, the rule of the celebrity, where there gets to be more and more media interest in sort of what's well-known because it's well-known. And there's little judgment used as to what's right and what's wrong.
Well, clearly, and I have the textbooks, I'm sure you're well-read, but, I mean, have you read what they teach social workers, how the families are bad? And
I'd have to see the documents. You see, I know there are lots of different views, and people tend to have their own ideologies. And again, one of the things about not having proper accountability is if somebody's got their own little pet subject, right? So some are obsessed that children should never be smacked, right? And so they go around removing any child that's smacked, right? And that's sort of different motivations for different people. And the parameters in which they operate are not sufficiently adequately controlled.
Well, it's not illegal to smack your child in the U.S. when they keep running out in traffic. You just can't hurt them. How is it in England?
It's a sort of similar-ish situation. You've got some people who are obsessed that you should never, ever smack a child, all right, which is, I think, complete nonsense. The problem is that they can go and run riot in the child protection system, going around protecting children from being smacked.
Yeah, but what about problems with Child Protective Services abusing children? I mean, raping them, you name it. It's rampant here.
Well, we've made a bit of progress here because we now have the General Social Care Council, which does actually strike social workers off when they rape their children in their care. So that's an improvement.
But they don't get imprisoned, I guess. It's just
they get imprisoned as well. No, I don't think that. There have been problems with that. There's no question. There's problems in the past with the abuse.
Yeah, because where does a smart pedophile go? He doesn't go to school grounds trying to lure kids into his van. Yeah. He goes and becomes a, you know, let's say you're a Romanian or let's say you're a Greek pedophile. You just move to jolly old England and let the raping begin.
Yeah, well, that's why you need real accountability. And I worry about how many children get lost as well, you see.
Lost. We had 3,000 plus disappear in CPS custody in Florida, and CNN just said they're gone.
Yeah, I know. It's not good enough at all.
So you have them disappearing too.
If I'd lost a child,
because sometimes
I'd
be worried. Social worker gets a little mad and maybe chops the head off and buries them in the back. I mean,
obviously a bit of an extreme case, but I think the concern I have is that. We have figures as to how many children are lost, but there's no proper audit of the process at all. The whole system is very, very resistive to any auditing process.
Yeah, it's just designed so they can have their party, and that's the end of it. I mean, did you hear about the Texas Youth Commission, where they had rape parties of the children?
I didn't hear about it. I know things like that used to go on in Jersey. I don't know if you know, I had an exiled senator from Jersey staying with me for a couple of months. He revealed on his weblog the details of a failed investigation into a nurse who'd been murdering patients in Jersey, which is an island just off France. It's what's called a crown dependency, so it's not part of the United Kingdom, but is linked up in various complex
ways. It's a protectorate.
I don't know what a protectorate is, but it's a crown dependency. And it's sort of part of the wider, you know, bits like Gibraltar and Guernsey and Jersey and the Isle of Man and things like that.
It's like the Azores are part of Portugal.
Sorry?
It's like the Azores are part of Portugal.
Yeah, I don't know whether the Azores may be actually part of Portugal, but the difference is that they're not. They don't have MPs in Parliament. They have their own government. And what the hierarchy, the oligarchs there, decided to do was because he had revealed about this botched investigation, that they would prosecute him under the Data Protection Act. So he did a runner from Jersey, and he was staying with me for a couple of months, but he's gone on now to go and stay with an old police officer who was part of Jersey, and they were trying to sort of deal with all the corrupt things going on. The system was resistant to that. So he's moved on. But these sorts of things, that sort of thing did used to go on in Jersey.
Well, there's no doubt, I mean, government, no matter how you try to make it work well, the bigger it gets, the more abusive it gets. And is there any sign of reform? I mean, you've got some
accountability and transparency are the key thing. So it's absolutely, and what within that, you have to allow people to blow the whistle. And one of the problems problems we have with the government here is under pressure from the practitioners, that is the people who make money out of child protection, they're bringing in a law to mean that you have to keep anonymous anyone who was ever involved in one of these cases. And that's just dreadful.
Well, we have a rewards here for it, so people just make full livings lying about folks.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's an interesting problem where you have a different standard of proof for criminal proceedings and for civil proceedings. So,
well, you know what set up the family court. I mean, it was set up as eugenics courts.
I don't know what your system is, but here we have a problem with people getting compensation for criminal injuries that are just basically made up.
Oh, yeah. Every day, I see articles where some crackhead wants more crack. So they go point at some old woman's house and say, I bought the crack there. And they go, here's $1,000. And the SWAT team goes in and guns down the old woman and just says, hey, we're the police. We're taking care of you. That's the end of it. Well, I tell you, it's been an amazing interview with Liberal Democrat MP John Hemming. And it's johnhemming.blogspot.com. Sir, thank you so much for spending time with us, and please keep standing up against the creatures.
We're fighting injustice, as I said. It's important. Much as I don't agree with you on what you say on everything, but I think it is important to fight injustice and highlight what's going wrong.
Thank you so much.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Think about the magnitude of foreigners being brought in all over the West to be the police, to be the social workers, to be the bureaucrats, to be the enforcers. This is a premeditated program and plan. The government seizes children, chews them up, spits them out. The average More than two-thirds of children in the U.S. are on psychotropic drugs. They're in government care. They grab you when you cry. They say you're mentally ill because you're 5 years old and want your mommy. The neighbor saw you yell at your child. They called the CPS or you were homeschooling, and the neighbor thinks that's illegal. And they show up and take your kids, and they disappear. They kill them. They rape them. And then you talk to the social workers. You see them on the news. They're laughing. It's funny. You know, you say, you guys are abusing children. Oh, no, we're not. People who know social workers say they're proud of what they're doing. And it is a scourge. It is a plague. Hitler did it. The communists did it. Pol Pot did it. And, I mean, authoritarian orphanages are famous. This is the system waging war on humanity. Now, I've covered all of Obama's announcements in his budget to jack up taxes and break all his promises and get rid of insurance exemptions and home exemptions and tax people making $200,000 combined incomes. So that's people making $100,000, basically, a piece. Just George Soros's Media Matters says Obama never said he wasn't going to tax people making $200,000. Just complete lying, because George Soros wants your money paid to him through the central banks. Now, we've got South Australia government gags internet debate. That's news.com.au. I want to get into also in my stack. I've got some Monsanto news, some of the new products they're rolling out, like SmartStack, that has 8 genetically engineered traits, 6 of them live pesticides that the plant grows internally to kill bugs that eat it. But then you're going to eat that. I mean, this is madness. This is just pure lunacy. And you've got dumbed down, heartless, brutish, stupid enforcers who love it. They love the power. You talk about the average bureaucrat or enforcer, they're dumber than a box of rocks. They don't care if they're drinking fluoride water. They don't care if they're eating GMO food, rotting their liver. They think it's funny, because all they know is they got a machine gun, and they're going to get your guns, and they're going to have their way with you. That's what happens in 99% of societies, and it's happening here through scientific design. We're going to open the phones up for 20 minutes in the next hour, and then I'm going to cover news for the rest, and I have some audio clips I want to play. We had a caller yesterday, Funkmaster5 on YouTube, and he sent us a link to some of the phone calls he's been making to talk radio. And I wanted to play a clip of Hannity, a clip of Savage, a clip of Beck, and then a clip of one other guy, Dennis Miller, to illustrate the different disinfo styles. And Savage, again, didn't put out this info. He said, yeah, Bohemian Grove's real. Bunch of disgusting old fat Republicans running around having sex with each other. I can't imagine anything more horrifying. Savage is the only one, when Funkmaster 5 called in, who actually was honest. And again, I'm not on some Savage worshiping binge here. It's just that he is just getting better and better and better and better and better, saying Obama's going to stage terror attacks. Obama staged the underwear bombing. Yeah, there's a bunch of fat Republicans wallowing around having sex. He lives in San Francisco. He should know. I mean, the point is I've got to play this clip coming up because it's just too good. And the others, I mean, you'll see reality illustrated next to Beck and others, and you'll see the difference. So we're going to analyze and kind of, like a wine tasting, a cess tasting event here, where we sample some of the different dishes on the buffet table here for everyone. So that's coming up as well. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.